Welcome to the Tax Sell Podcast, where tax sell investing is made easy. My name is Casey Denman. I'm a tax sell veteran. I'm the leading tax sell expert. I'm the author of the Tax Sell Playbook, founder of the Tax Sell Academy, and I am your host right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast episode. As a reminder, these are completely free episodes, and they're brought to you through and because of the Tax Sell Academy. So if you are looking to learn more about investing in tax liens and tax deeds through our comprehensive step-by-step training platform at the Tax Sell Academy, make sure you check us out, and that's taxsellacademy.com. All right, today I wanted to share a strategy that I've used many, many times over the years to make near on-demand money utilizing OTC or over-the-counter tax sell investing. So if you're not familiar with this term, let's discuss it briefly before we get started. In many states, when a property owner fails to pay the property taxes on time, the property will begin its path towards a tax deed auction. So what happens is they don't pay the taxes, and after a couple of years, the county will initiate a tax foreclosure action against that property. Eventually, that property will be sold at a tax deed auction. Now, the opening bid at that auction is usually the amount of back due taxes, interest, and fees owed to the county. Most oftentimes, properties will get bids and they will sell at these auctions. But some properties go without any bids whatsoever. There are a number of different situations that properties don't get sold at auction. It could be a junk property, not worth a whole lot, and nobody wants it. It could be that the auction just had very minimal attendance. It might be that the property has some issues, or it might be a situation where the taxes in that area are so high, it just does not make a whole lot of financial sense to buy the property in the first place. Now, in many of these tax deed states, the properties that go unsold will end up on what's called an OTC list or over-the-counter list. So as the name implies, there is no bidding required. The price is set and you simply walk in and you buy the property over the counter in a lot of areas. Now, it's very important to note that some areas don't actually refer to it specifically as OTC, although the definition of their process is virtually the same. Typically, they'll be available for a set price, and that set price would be the opening bid that it did not sell at the previous auction for or less. Now, a couple areas do allow for negotiation process, so make sure you check your state's laws. So what's all this mean? How in the world can we profit from an OTC list? So when it comes to the properties that are of decent quality, it means that you essentially have a list of properties available for purchase, likely below market value, that not a whole lot of people know about. This provides you with the advantage of knowing the property, knowing the price you're going to pay for that property, being able to research that property on your own schedule, and all you have to do is find the buyer and make your profit. Now, before we continue, I want to touch on something that I mentioned a short time ago, and it's very important to understand. I referenced properties that were junk properties, properties that just didn't hold a whole lot of value. You know, when you look at a tax sell list, that tax sell list has a much higher concentration of properties that have issues or are junk properties than when you compare that tax sell list to a list of the typical real estate market, to a typical sampling of the properties in that area. And a lot of the properties on that tax sell list are there because the owners did not feel those properties were worth the taxes even being paid on them. Now, when you compare that OTC list to the tax sell list, you have an even higher percentage of properties that likely have issues. So what you have here is you have a property where the owner said, I'm not going to pay taxes on it. Then it went to an auction, and it's very possible that everybody in that auction room said, I don't want to buy that property either. So now it's on the OTC list. So be very, very careful when you're buying properties off of an OTC list, and make sure you do very, very thorough due diligence. Okay, back to profiting from OTC sales, now that I'd added that disclaimer in there. Let's discuss my favorite strategy when it comes to profiting. What I love to do is leverage that OTC list to line up my buyers ahead of time. This saves me capital, time, and risk. So let's say that you're looking at an OTC list, and you notice that there are 20 properties in the same exact subdivision. Let's say they're all vacant lots. Now, obviously, if you've watched me for any time, you know that if you have a lot of properties in one area, there's likely something wrong with that area. So it's time to figure out what it is. Maybe the HOA dues are very high for what you get. Maybe the water bill is steep and you have to pay it whether there's a house there or not. Maybe it's a rougher area. Maybe it's just in a subdivision that was developed 50 years ago, but nobody ever moved there. Whatever the case is, figure out if there is an issue there. Maybe the issue is too big for you to overcome. Maybe it's more than you want to bite off. It's tough to overcome situations like landlocked properties or unbuildable sites. Although there are strategies available for those specific types of properties, that's more of an advanced tactic, and you might not want to go down that route yet. But for our example, let's just say that it's a rural area. It's a subdivision that was developed many, many years ago, but there's not a whole lot of demand there. None of the locals want the properties in that area. So let's say we have 20 lots in that subdivision that we can buy for a nominal amount, say $200 per property. Again, thousands of lots are available there, and there's not much demand. Properties are cheap. Now, we know the lots. We know the exact price they will be buying them for. We can put in the extra time to research those properties, and we can even send out some feeler emails to perhaps people we've worked with in the past or potential buyers, which works even better, of course, if you have a buyer's list. And we can use all this information to gauge interest in potentially selling those properties. Now, as a side strategy, you might even consider buying just one of those lots for a couple $100. They're very cheap, so what does it matter, right? Buy one, see what happens with that property. Market that single property like crazy. Not only will it help you sell that one property and make a few bucks off that property, more importantly, it'll give you a piece of real estate that you can then leverage by marketing that property to many more potential buyers. Now, you can obviously gain potential buyers with a generic listing like, hey, we have properties in this area coming soon. Do you want to know about them? That kind of stuff. But the moment you have an actual real property available with something included in the marketing like others coming soon, then you suddenly have a much stronger interest from potential buyers. So once you've developed that interest, continue to communicate with those potential buyers to see just how strong that interest is. There's a lot of people out there that are tire kickers, but you want to be able to feel these people out and say, listen, are you really interested? Are you prepared to sign a contract? Are you prepared to pay for this property tomorrow? Ideally, you would have two or three very firm buyers lined up for every single property you're interested in purchasing. Once you have those buyers lined up, you simply go into the county office, you buy the properties off of the OTC list, you go home, you contact those buyers, and you resell the properties to them. You record the deed in their name once your deed has been recorded, of course, and you're good to go. You've now turned that $200 investment into, say, $1,000 or $1,500 without much effort besides research and some initial marketing. You've removed a substantial amount of risk and you've tied up your capital for a very, very short period of time. And you can do this over and over and over again until you run out of buyers or until you run out of properties. Obviously, you're not gonna make $1 million with this single strategy in a year, but it can be a phenomenal way to create a near on-demand revenue stream, especially after you've built your buyer's list. I used this strategy one time for some properties out in the Midwest. These properties were in a subdivision that had HOA dues of $50 per month and actually had some pretty cool amenities. Swimming pools, tennis courts, clubhouse, gym. It was gated, had its own security force. The problem was there were literally thousands and thousands of undeveloped vacant lots. We're talking 5,000-6,000 vacant lots and just a handful of homes in the community. So what happened was there was not a whole lot of local interest in those properties. So every year, there were owners that lost their properties in that subdivision due to tax foreclosure. Those properties would go to the auction. Nobody local wanted them, so they end up on the OTC list. I noticed this, started doing a little bit of research. Then I bought one property there. I marketed that property like crazy. I spent a lot of time, a lot of effort getting that property in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Eventually, I built up buyer demand to the point where I had dozens of potential buyers. I sold that first property, and then I went into the county. I said, listen, I want to buy all 18 of the properties that you have in this subdivision that you received on the OTC list this year. And every single one of them I got for less than $100 because the taxes were not very high there. I put these lots into PDF type flyers. All I changed on each flyer was the specific legal description, the photos, and the maps of the property. Everything else was exactly the same because basically it was just an overview of the community. I sent these flyers out to all the buyers via email, and I sold every single one between $1,200 and $1,500. That's around a $20,000 profit in less than 2 weeks without doing all that much work, if we're being honest here. Now, obviously, $20,000 probably isn't going to change most people's life. And if it does, it's not going to change it forever. I can promise you that. But the fact of the matter was, it took very, very little effort. You know, I truly believe this is an incredible way for many new investors to get started. Obviously, you must locate those properties. You must understand how to research those properties inside and out. But once you know how to do that, combine it with some very basic marketing strategies, and you've got a near on-demand income stream. Now, on the flip side of the beginners using this type of strategy, I do have a few members inside the Tax Sell Academy who use this almost exclusively as a more advanced type strategy. They've essentially created marketing machines where they have hundreds and hundreds of potential buyers for these types of properties. They've created micro websites using plug and play type website builders, and they roll over multiple properties on a near daily basis. Now, their strategies are far too advanced for YouTube, but I mentioned this so you understand that the deals are there and you can easily leverage them in your own way if you put forth the time to learn how to do it. That's all I've got for you today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Tax Sell Podcast. If you did enjoy this episode or any of our episodes here on this podcast, please do me a huge favor and leave a positive review on whatever podcasting or video platform you're listening to us on or watching us on right now. These podcasts, of course, are completely free. I don't charge a listing or membership fee for these episodes, but your positive reviews do really help us out, and they might even serve to pay it forward to somebody else who learns about this incredible business simply because you took the time to leave a 5-star review or leave a positive feedback comment. And as always, if we can be of any additional help, make sure you check out our comprehensive step-by-step training that we offer at TaxSellAcademy.com. Hey, take care, folks, and make it a successful day. We'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sell Podcast. Bye-bye.